Welcome to this AAT podcast on partial exemption and VAT. My name is Tim Buss. Partial exemption, which is a sorry state, occurs when a business has both taxable and exempt transactions. VAT cannot be recovered on costs relating to exempt supplies. Where supplies made by a business are both taxable and exempt, the business concerned has to calculate recoverable VAT using what is known as a partial exemption method. This area of VAT and partial exemption calculations are one of the more complex aspects of the VAT system. The principles of partial exemption may be fairly straightforward, but applying the principles in practice is a complicated business because of the infinite variety of situations in the numerous types of businesses affected by partial exemption. I can't hope to give all the answers, but hopefully I can give a few pointers. Examples of partially exempt businesses include banks, building societies, finance brokers, insurance companies and agents, betting shops, hospitals, care homes, opticians, professional associations and non-profit making sports clubs, together with schools, property companies and even undertakers. In reality, more and more normal businesses are becoming partially exempt, as is common for even high street retailers to offer exempt financial or insurance products, thereby making those particular businesses partially exempt. The basic input tax rules form the basis for partial exemption calculations. The input tax rules are that VAT on costs, known as input tax, cannot be recovered if the costs relate entirely to exempt supplies. VAT can be recovered if the costs relate entirely to taxable supplies, that is, supplies charged at both the standard and the zero rate of VAT. Recovery of VAT can also occur where supplies are outside the UK, which would be taxable if made in the UK, and also on certain specified exempt supplies made outside the UK, such as finance. VAT cannot be recovered on costs relating wholly or partly to exempt supplies. A phrase which keeps cropping up in relation to partial exemption is exempt input tax. Exempt input tax is VAT on costs relating directly or indirectly to exempt activities, and is used or to be used in furtherance of the exempt activities. Another phrase is a longer period or partial exemption year. The partial exemption or VAT year runs to 31st of March, 30th of April or 31st of May, depending on the VAT return periods of the business concerned. The year can be aligned with the financial year by requesting special VAT years from HMRC, that's HM Revenue and Customs. Businesses which have monthly VAT returns would have a partial exemption year ending on 31st of March.